Some of you are probably wondering, what is the law? So if you go back into Exodus chapter 20 through 22, that's what you'll see where God reveals to Moses the laws that he was supposed to give to the Israelites after he brought them out of Egypt. Okay? So the law is supposed to, God put it in place to reveal sin. So without the law, we wouldn't know what sin is. It's supposed to purify us. You know, it's supposed to lead us to Christ. And it was also designed to make us recognize right from wrong. As it says in the word in Romans 3:20, for no one will be justified in his sight by the works of the law, because the knowledge of sin comes through the law. So it says in Romans 3:20, it says that we wouldn't even know what sin is if we didn't have the law in place. The law to show us what we need to do to lead us back to God, lead us back to Christ. As I was studying this, I had it kind of revealed to me like how in society, like in the world now, like you see that people hype up sin, like that's the new trend. Everyone, you know, they love sin. They, you know, they want to continue to be in sin. And I just thank God for just saving me and making me realize that, you know, I am in need of a savior. Because when I was in the world, I didn't think, okay, I could just be a good person, you know, but I could still deal with the worldly things. But it was a constant battle in my head saying, I want to live for Christ, but I also want to be in the world. I want to be cool. I want to fit in. You know, I was battling those things. And I just thank God, because when I was in the world, I remember when it was one night I was talking to my aunt. And, you know, during this time, I had went through a lot. Like, I went through grief a lot. Started off young in high school all the way up to my college. I lost, like, most of my grandparents. And I lost my aunt. But I just remember one night I was telling her, like, I'm tired. Like, I'm tired of doing what I was doing. And she didn't even know what I was talking about. But I felt like she knew where I was coming from. She was like, you know, just tell God, talk to God and tell him that you want to stop. And it's like, even in that moment, even in me, like, breaking down, I still didn't stop. I still went to the club. I still ran to the men. I still ran to the drugs, the alcohol, all of those things to kind of fill the void of, you know, happiness. Like, I didn't have peace at all. It just felt like I was so drained and I gave out so much. I just felt like I wish that I had somebody to pour it back in me. So I didn't stop. I kept going. I tried to get in my word. But then that's why I thank God for my church, because you do need community when you're with Christ. You do need community. Around that time, I wasn't in church. I did have a church home, but I wasn't there. But I thank God, because even in that time, I started to go into the new age spirituality. You know what I'm talking about? You know, with the witchcraft and the crystals, like all of those things. Instead of just running back to God, I went to other things and got deeper into it, and something that I don't need to mess with. And I was gone. I remember I was just allowing the enemy to just attack me over and over again. I just felt like it wasn't no, like, use for me. Like, I didn't feel like I could be saved, because I had done so much, you know, sinfulness. It's like, when I, like, if I come back to Christ, like, how would he feel? So, I'm here to tell you that it's okay to fall short, because we cannot fulfill Christ Like, we cannot fulfill the law. We cannot. So he knew we couldn't fulfill the law. That's why he sent his son. Amen. He sent his son to die on the cross for us, for our sins, so we would be made new, so we could be set free from the sins that was bound, like that we had bound to it. He did that for us. And for that, I thank you. We make mistakes. We all sin daily. In Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's why God knew we were in need of a Savior. He knew we needed somebody to come down and rescue us. He knew that when he sent his son was the only one, the only human, and human flesh was the only one that could fulfill the purpose of the law. He knew that we couldn't do it on our own. And for that, that's why in the scripture, in Galatians 3:24, he said the law was our guardian, but until Christ came, amen, we could be justified by faith. So with that, some people think that the only way they could get into heaven is by their work. But it's not by your work. It's about your faith in Christ alone. Not about how good you be, not checking off a list saying, okay, I went to church today, I read my Bible today, I did this today, I'm a good person. But it's about your faith. Because if you don't have faith without good works, it's bad. You got to have both. You got to have both. So remember that. You got to have both. I also want to drop this verse on you all too as well. John 14:6. Jesus told him, he was talking to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So this verse shows you that the only way that we could get through, the only way we could get to God is through his son. There's no way that we could get to God without his son. We have to go through him. Because we're not pure enough to be in the presence of the Lord. We're not. And the only person that is Jesus. We are not capable of keeping all of God's commandments. We desperately need a Savior. Jesus' blood covered all of our sins. Jesus was pure and lived righteously to fulfill all of God's requirements. In Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone who believes. So it's saying, because over in the Old Testament, when I was reading, I read through the laws, I read through what would happen if they break the law. So, like, you have the animal sacrifices, like, all of those things. So, think about if we were still up under that, how would you feel if we had to go find an animal? And it can't just be any random animal. Right. It got to be pure. It got to be clean. Like, you don't want to give God something that's, you know, dirty. It had to be clean. So, I thank God for sending his son, because that's a lot, because we sin every day. Right. So we're going to be making burnt offerings every day. Right. And I don't know about you. I know I can't do that. So I thank God for that. Because the only thing we have to do is he put the law in place to reveal sin. But see, he sent his son for us to turn to him so he could clean us up. So we could be made new. So we don't have to be bound to the sin. So we don't have to stay in this world. And I just thank him for that. Amen. You know, in Romans, I forgot to read it. Okay. As Christians, we love to say we have a relationship with Christ. But when we reflect over our life, are we striving to be obedient to Christ? That was one of the things I struggle with a lot. It's like, okay, I always have to say, I got a relationship with you, you know. But the thing is, my relationship, I had one, but still, I was in sin. I was still in the world. So it kind of made me feel, when I did rededicate my life back to Christ, it made me feel like, I think about the people who in the world, but also won't save it. So it's kind of like when they look at me, say for example, they look at me, they see, okay, she's a Christian. But then I go on social media and I'm at the club. So what that kind of say, it doesn't give them hope.
Yeah.
So I just thank God for just using me so I could give people hope. You know, it's a lot when you give your life back to Christ. It doesn't happen like your life don't clean up like that. But you have to go through some things to get renewed, to feel new. Like, that's why every day you have to realize that you need a Savior. That you cannot depend on yourself. You cannot. And that's one thing I had to work on. Like, I cannot save myself.
Amen.
I cannot save myself. I had to tell my dad, had to tell myself over and over again, I cannot save myself. I need Jesus. Mm-hmm. I need him. Mm-hmm. And I thank him. Because when you feel like you can do it all on your own, that's when your life starts to spiral. That's when you start to be disobedient. And it's like God, he doing everything to get your attention over and over again. But it's kind of like when you kick him to the curb, it's like, well, dang, why you did me like that? That's how I feel like God felt with me. I know he was like, why you did me like that? Like, you could have been dead driving drunk. Like, all of those things I just think about, too, as well. I just like them. Because now when I look at my life, I see how much I needed to turn. I see how much, like, the world wasn't everything for me. It was just full of earthly desires. It was just full of, like, temporary things that... Temporary, like, I still felt the pain afterwards. Like, I still felt the pain afterwards when I came from being drunk. I still felt the pain afterwards after being high. Because then it's kind of like you got to continue to do them things so you don't feel the pain. Right. So you killing your body.
Amen.
On the inside. So it was like, why? I just always ask myself, why? Why did I just put myself through that? Because some people love to say, well, God put me through this. And God, no. You put yourself through that.
Amen.
You allow the enemy to come
Amen.
In and use you
Amen.
So you could go through all of those seasons of your life when you could have just stopped and turned to God.
Amen.
So I thank
Amen.
Him for that. No matter how good of a person you are, if your actions don't line up with what you say you believe, can you really call yourself a Christian? When we disregard the word, it doesn't help the people who are in need of a Savior. So I thank him. I just thank him for it. I thank him for sending his son down here to just live a life perfect. Because that's the only person that is perfect. I used to always felt like I had to be perfect when I gave myself back to Christ. But I didn't have to be perfect. He wants you dirty as dirty, and he'll clean you up. You'll feel new. But I'm not going to sit here and say, once you do give your life to Christ, it's going to be peaches and cream. It's not. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose some family. You know, I struggle the most with, you know, just, I wouldn't say I'm alone, but just being, I don't hang out like that because I don't do the things that I used to do. So that's why I feel like God put people in your life for different seasons. Like, you have people, when you was in the world, you had your friends in the world. But now when you give your life back to Christ, it's kind of like he's starting over in a way. He making people new so you can be a community with them. Because you can't, I'm going to tell you, you cannot be with Christ and have people that's with the word. You cannot. Because it's gonna make you think things. It's going to make you feel like, oh, well, I could do a little bit of this. Or, you know, I just repent and do this and that. But no, you cannot. So once you repent, you're supposed to turn back.
Amen.
So that's what I used to do. I used to repent. After I done did what I did, I repent. Then the next day, okay, girl, we can go smoke. I can't do that. Like, you cannot do that. You have to be sincere. You have to be real. You have to be ready. That's one thing. You have to be ready because your life is going to change. You're going to feel it, especially when you come in and being sober. Because I used to, well, my mom, she got to, I will tell her. So, when I was in the world, I did. Every day I had to have some. I had to go to work. Even at my job, they'd be like, oh, man, you high. I'm like, no. But you see it in my face. Like, I realized when I was doing that, I was addicted. And I didn't realize I was addicted until I started to feel it. Like, I started to feel like, okay, I need to stop. But I didn't stop. But I feel like God knew I need, like, he wanted me so bad that he gave me Holly. So it's like, I didn't have no choice but, you know, to stop. So, like, I feel like if that didn't happen, who knows what I would still be doing. I would probably be still doing what I was, you know, still feeding my body with things that I shouldn't have. Because we're supposed to treat our body as a temple. We're supposed to be pure. You know, you're supposed to love, you're supposed to protect it always. But I just thank God for what he's doing. If you are struggling with your relationship with Christ, he already told you in the word that you are justified by your faith in him alone. So if you recognize that you do need a savior, turn to him. Don't run. Because I ran and I kept running. I ran so fast. I was like, oh Lord. And I feel, and I always say this, my husband, I always say, like, what would have happened if I would have just sat down and be still? Like, where would my faith be now versus right now? Because it's like, even though I grew up in the church, it kind of like I'm a little baby. Mm-hmm. A little baby in the world. So I was just saying, like, what would happen if I would have just stopped? Because God gave me the signs. Yes, yes, but yes. I didn't listen. I didn't want to listen. It went in one ear and went out the other. And I continued to do what I wanted to do. And I continued to cause pain on myself instead of allowing my Savior to heal me. But I just thank him for that. So I'm not going to keep y'all long. Yes. But I just thank God for what he's doing. I thank him for just using me, even though it's for a few minutes. I just thank him. I just pray that you all got what you all needed on tonight. If you're struggling, it's not too late. It's never too late to turn and repent and get renewed, because he will do it. You don't have to do it by yourself. Tell you again, you don't have to do it by yourself. Amen. He'll do everything for you. And if when you do come to the altar, don't allow the enemy to keep you confined to your seat. If you need prayer, just come. Just come. Because he's calling everybody to come. Whether it is through signs or what it is through, like, just how you feeling or battling with the things you have on the inside, he's just calling you to come to him. That's all. Because that's the only easy way out. He's the only easy way out, not the world. Because when you die and you get judged, the world ain't going to be with you. Your little friends ain't going to be with you. They ain't. You going to be the only one by yourself standing before God to get judged. And I know you don't want to see him say, depart from me. I know I didn't want. I don't want him to say that. So don't let it be too late. Because I was having a conversation with my cousin. She a little young. She a teenager. And she wild, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, she wild. And she asked me, she was like, you just look so different now. Like, you look healed. I said, yo, Jesus. Jesus, that's the only thing I could tell you is Jesus. And you know, I just was trying to pour into her and let her know, even though she's starting in high school, just to let her know that this world don't have anything to offer. Even though you see the people around you in this world, it doesn't have anything to offer. And I was telling her, she was like, well, I could get my life with Jesus in 15 years. I'm like, you don't know if you have 15 years, you know? And I was just telling her, like, I used to put time on everything. I used to be like, okay, I'm gonna change my life.
Yeah.
But you don't. You don't change your life. And you just keep going and going. And you don't want to keep going. And it'll be too late.
Yes.
So I was just telling her, like, I'm going to say her name, Naya. I was just telling her, like, you have to have Jesus. You have to have Jesus. Not the materialistic things, because she loves expensive stuff. She loves all of those things. And I tell her, like, you don't have to have all of those things. All you need is Jesus.
Jesus.
That's all you need.
Amen.
And I think I got to it because she texted me and, like, I'm just going to focus on God. I'm like, okay. Okay, so it went in the ear and it stayed. And I'm glad it did. But I just thank God for that. I thank Him for using me. I thank you all for having me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Y'all come on and give me one another hand clap of praise for the words. Amen. All right. Amen. Thank God for our pastor. Amen.
Amen. And at this time, if there's anybody that needs prayer, if there's anybody that would love to give their life to the Lord or rededicate their life to the Lord, so thankful for this church.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know if y'all heard her say she's a baby, but she got more sense than a lot of folks that have been in the church.
Amen.
The law is not something that's easy to preach or to speak on. So you did a wonderful job. I'm proud. And I'm just standing over there and I'm thanking God because I know that I can't do everything. And so I'm thankful for your voice because your voice draws people and my voice won't draw. If y'all just knew, I'm thankful. For this church. I tell them, don't nobody ride the bench. Nobody can just come and ride the bench. You got something to do. You got a quota. Even if it's one person.
Yes, yes.
One person that got to hear you talk about Jesus to get saved. You got a job to do.
Yes.
You got a job to do. Amen. So if you would love or you would desire your prayer to give your life to the Lord, to renew your life, to renew your walk, you can step into the aisle.
You'll change your mind.